Track 2. Neil's take.
When I was a youngster and doing the random things that spotty youths tend to do, my parents, with patient suffering, would rebuke me with, "For goodness sake, use your common sense." Had I not been a bossy teenager, I would have accepted that as good advice. But now, society as a whole seems to behave like we're all in our truculent teens. I know defining common sense is not something you can easily set down in writing, but I do believe we're all born with it. When we have to deal with an awkward situation, there is something within us that nudges us in the right direction. Whether we choose to follow our instincts is another matter. We often hear charges against the government accusing it of fostering a nanny state. Maybe we've brought that on ourselves with some of the bewildering things that some elements of society get up to. And it has spilled over into all sorts of areas. Recently, I bought a couple of things where thick health and safety booklets far outweighed the product's user manual. Not so long ago, I recall an incident that rendered Mrs. H speechless. In decades of marriage, I have yet to achieve this, but a set of safety regulations had her spluttering like an old Austin 7 being hand-cranked. Her ancient sewing machine had begun to smell strongly of burning, so we dumped it before it could spontaneously combust. We thought this was, well, common sense. We bought a new one, and Mrs. H set about practicing doing things she could only previously dream about. Automatic threading was something truly futuristic to the Haverson household that had not progressed far beyond the loom. I was confronted by a fuming Mrs. H branding a booklet. She mouthed at me for some seconds, but no sound came out. Eventually she exclaimed, "Look at this! Do they think I'm stupid?" I know from experience that questions like that are better treated as rhetorical. I took the booklet and read for myself what had wound her up. Under a heading "Warning," printed in heavy type, were a series of helpful safety tips. Do not use as a toy. And use appliance only for its intended purpose. What else would you do with it? Just going to mow the lawn, dear. Think I'll run the sewing machine over it. In fact, I couldn't do that anyway, because safety tip number 8 says, do not use outdoors. Presumably there are safety tips are designed to cover all bases in case of litigation. But all this nannying had intrigued me, so I pulled out info that had come with one or two other things. I know that I must not stand a candle on the DVD player. I will endanger myself if I use the set-top freeview box in the rain. Shame. I do like watching the news at 10 in a good thunderstorm. In fact, I couldn't do that anyway. The instructions with the telly advised me to avoid lightning. And I've learnt a really valuable lesson when I have a brew. Be careful, kettle may contain hot water. I read a warning that came with the paper shredder. Do not operate if you are wearing a tie or have long hair. Isn't that just common sense? Or is that warning drawn up from past experience? Has some Rapunzel-like person found themselves dragged into a shredder and sued for lost locks? Finally, I checked my electric razor safety recommendations. Glad I did. They cautioned, for household use only. Damn, just as I was going out to give the hedge a quick trim.
Thank you, Neil. I hope you found a more appropriate tool for trimming the hedge.